Hello, and welcome to Open Source Sex. My name is Violet Blue, and if you want to find out more about me and all of the various things that I do, you can visit my website, tinynibbles.com. You can also visit my fun tech site, techyum.com, and you can check out my weekly column for the San Francisco Chronicle, which can be found on sfgate.com every Thursday. I just had a new book come out that I'm really excited about. It's called The Smart Girl's Guide to the G-Spot, and it's a pretty fucking fierce guide to everything all about the G-Spot, and also a little bit about the P-Spot, which is the male G-Spot. So tonight's podcast is sort of like the ultimate podcast primer to the G-Spot, and it has, I would say, a good amount of information that's in the book. And there's tons more information in the book, but this is a primer just to get you started. You might be wondering what all the G-spot noise is about just in general. Maybe you've had your own style of bringing yourself to orgasm for a while, like, say, with fingers, sex toys, or one of your friends, using clitoral and or vaginal techniques that are tried and true. Perhaps you had an unusual or unexpected kind of orgasm and are wondering if maybe it was a G-spot orgasm. It could be that there's a way that you like to get off that you think might just be G-spot related but aren't quite sure. Or maybe a lover wants you to try, or wants to help you quote-unquote find your G-spot. Or you're hearing all this great stuff about the G-spot and want to know what the hell the big deal is anyway. If you already have an orgasmic style that you like, you might be kind of curious about G-spot play but don't know if you want to change what already is reliable and feels good. That's okay, because even if this is true and you have a lover who wants to explore your G-spot, or you're just mildly curious, you can check it all out without actually having to change anything in your normal orgasmic habits. Seeing all the magazine articles and endless G-spot promotions and G-spot-related toys on sex toy websites, most especially the women-centric ones, might seem like a lot of hype at first. If you have a friend who really likes G-spot play, when she talks about it, she might sound like a newly brainwashed member of a cult, or some women will tell a very uncomfortable tale of G-spot discomfort and abandoned pleasure-seeking. It's hard to find a middle ground, and that's because G-spot orgasms can be pretty powerful with a lot of strong accompanying sensations, and that's not always for everyone. Plainly put, the G-spot is an area just inside the front wall of your vagina that, when you're turned on, might feel really good to rub or massage. It might even feel so good you have an orgasm from that type of stimulation alone. About 1 to 2 inches inside and on the front, that's the belly button side, of your vaginal canal is where urine leaves your body. That's your urethra. The urethra is a little channel between your bladder and the outside world, and it's surrounded with erectile tissue, just like the erectile tissue in a penis, and about 40 little glands and ducts that all respond pleasurably to stimulation. Sometimes it's the urethra or the area right around it that feels the best to stimulate. That's the G-spot. Don't believe all the hype. The G-spot isn't hidden somewhere deep in your mystery cave, nor does it move around. But most importantly, it's not a magic button, which once you find and press it, delivers unending waves of instant orgasms. Over the past couple decades, magazine articles, online sex commerce sites, and even porn has made the G-spot seem like the pot of gold at the end of the female orgasmic rainbow. As if you could just find it, one touch would send your eyes rolling skyward and coming like a crazed banshee the instant it was touched. Like those end-of-the-rainbow fables, the G-spot as an instant orgasm trigger simply isn't true. The problem is that people like to shorthand anything sexual in our culture, and it's a much better soundbite to say that it's like flipping a switch. G-spot info can, however, be shown and explained pretty easily, except that the details are often too literal about sex for most entertainment and sales outlets. In their minds, it's way more palatable to advertisers and nervous shoppers for someone to say, "Press it and orgasm," rather than, "Put something hard in your vagina, find it, jack off, and come." And as I mentioned earlier, yes, Dorothy, there is a male G-spot. In books, online, and in sexual how-to videos, you'll find that people like to use the words G-spot and prostate interchangeably when referring to both areas. Don't get confused. The prostate, aka the male G-spot, sometimes called the P-spot, is a gland that is best stimulated through anal penetration. The G-spot, a.k.a. female prostate, is a bundle of nerves, tiny glands, and erectile tissue best stimulated through vaginal penetration. Different animals, but both like to be pet. Now back to the girls. The internal area occupied by the clitoris and crura is actually a complex clitoral system wrapped in erectile tissue. Again, just like the stuff that fills with blood during arousal to make a penis hard. The connecting nerves, tissues, muscles, and ligaments all react and engage with one another during your arousal cycle. And guess what? Your G-spot has the princess seat right in the middle of all of this. The clitoral area underneath the inner and outer lips, the ring around the urethra, where urine leaves the body, the G-spot, all contain erectile tissues that fill with blood and swell upon arousal, sometimes noticeably, sometimes not. Both women and men have an identical ring of spongy erectile tissue surrounding the urethra. It is an essential part of the clitoral system, as I explained, in your entire orgasmic network. Even when you simply jack off through clitoral stimulation, your G-spot participates in the orgasm. The urethral sponge is located, like I said, on the front wall of the vagina toward the belly button. If you're lying on your back, it's the top of the vaginal wall. From the vaginal opening, you can reach it by putting your fingers roughly 1 or 2 inches inside. The outer area is the marker to let you know where the G-spot actually begins, because there's a lot more of it under the surface. The spongy tissues that surround your urethra and comprise your G-spot are a complex bundle of joy. Not to sound too terribly redundant, but like I said, along with the erectile tissue, you've also got the nerve-rich urethra itself and 40 super tiny glands and ducts called paraurethral glands or Skene's glands that respond to arousal and pleasure. Sometimes, and in some women, stimulation of the G-spot to orgasm can result in an expulsion of fluid from the urethral sponge. This is female ejaculation. The fluid is a combination of several components and is called a prostatic-like fluid, but it is not pee. The purpose of the urethra is certainly to have a river run through it, but female ejaculation is clear, slippery, and sometimes a little or a lot, and is definitely not urine. Want to feel your G-spot? Try putting a finger or two just inside your vagina and stroking the front wall. You'll have to curl your hand around a bit to get your fingertip to stroke the front wall, so sitting down on a stool or hard chair might make it easier for you to spread your legs, push your pelvis forward, and feel. I highly recommend using a water or silicone-based lubricant in your explorations, as slick surfaces are easier to detect under your slick fingertips. What you're feeling for is a soft bump or slight change in the surface of your vaginal wall. If you touch yourself just inside your vagina, you'll notice that the surface near the opening is slightly furrowed with subtle ridges, and a bit more so in the area where you'll be concentrating your search for the urethral opening. It's interesting to note that this ridgy outer area of the vaginal canal, about the inner one-third, is most sensitive to touch, vibration, and more subtle textures and shapes than the smooth-walled inner part of your vagina, which cares less about vibration and responds pleasurably to sensations like fullness, rhythm, and thrusting. That's the inner two-thirds. If you're feeling like exploring, touch and press all around your urethral opening while squeezing your vaginal muscles, and see if you can feel what's beneath the surface. And don't feel like you need to look like a porn star down there. You'll encounter all kinds of fleshy ridges in your inner lips that are called hymenal tags, and they're totally normal. If you're unaroused, the urethral sponge is relaxed and might be difficult to feel. But during arousal, your sponge swells and hardens, and it becomes more obvious to touch. Touching it in an unaroused state might feel strange, like you have to pee a bit, or it might be too sensitive to touch, or it might feel good. It might even feel really good. You may find that touching it turns you on a little, and that once your G-spot is firm with arousal, massage and vibration are delightful. Just try a simple touch once and see what you think. The very first order of business when you want to play pleasurably with your G-spot is to begin from an aroused state. This is for a number of good reasons. One is that if you're new to G-spot stimulation, it'll really help your attitude going into trying a new, unfamiliar, and possibly daunting sexual activity, and arousal will make the road over new physical sensations a lot smoother to travel. Another good reason is that many women who enjoy G-spot play only like to do it once they're raring to go. Starting out with G-spot stimulation alone leaves many women cold. And finally, some women really like G-spot stimulation only after they've had an orgasm. Before you start to play, go pee. Then get yourself turned on, or keep any potential G-spot toys at the ready for when you do feel extra horny and want to experiment with your spot. Use any means you prefer for getting turned on. Porn, fantasy, Heavy petting with a lover, your favorite toys, whatever you like the most at that moment. Masturbate and bring yourself to a point of orgasmic urgency, where you really want to take yourself to the next level and come. Put a vibrator on your clit and play with it there for a while. Then get out the lube and start your G-spot stimulation. G-spot stimulation requires firm pressure. It takes a strong touch or a solid sex toy, like glass or smooth, hard plastic, and you'll find that it feels best when you really press toward the front of your body. You may be able to touch the perineal opening on the vaginal wall, but the entirety of the G-spot is behind that, within the vaginal wall. That's what you're aiming for. Start with a little pressure at first and try out pulses, up and down strokes, side-to-side motions, or even moving in lazy circles over the area that feels best. Pay attention to how different techniques feel as you try them out, and take note of the ones you like the most. Go at your own pace, with adding or lifting pressure on your G-spot as you take in all of the physical data your body is sending you about what you're doing. If this is the first time you've tried this, it's going to feel intense. New. It won't feel like anything else you've ever tried, sensation-wise, for sex. The first thing you'll notice is that you're pressing on your bladder area from an unfamiliar angle, which is a big reason I recommend that you pee before you start. Many women report that the pressure required to adequately massage their G-spots makes them feel like they have to urinate. This is typical, though it's a sensation not for everyone. Some girls find that the urge to pee is just too much of the wrong kind of signal to be getting when they're masturbating, and decide that G-spot play isn't for them. And that's totally okay. Even if you decide that this isn't for you, you've explored it adequately, and now you know the role your G-spot plays in orgasm and sex, even if you decide, or decline, to utilize it through direct stimulation. However, a good number of women find that this urgency to urinate soon passes, or they, quote-unquote, push through it, and many see this sensation as the gateway to the next level of G-spot pleasure. The general opinion is that there is a biting feeling to pee for several strokes, and then the arousal moves into a deeper, more intense sense of pleasurable stimulation that is more of a full-body sensation, as opposed to clitoral stimulation that feels like it's on the outside of the body, or anal stimulation which tends to feel like it's in the back of the body. G-spot pleasure resides right in the middle, radiating from the core. This is certain. A G-spot orgasm is very different than a clitoral orgasm. The feeling will begin to build, and you'll find that you'll want stronger, harder strokes. In fact, it may amaze you at how hard you can, and how hard you want to, press against your vagina's interior wall. Don't worry, you can't hurt anything, as long as you have a nice, smooth toy or smooth fingers and plenty of lube. The vagina is incredible. During arousal, it can stretch to many times its natural size, and after you're done, it shrinks right the hell back. We're made to do that. And in fact, the muscles that come into play when we push our pussies to their limits serve to make our vaginas stronger, hardier, tighter, and more powerful by exercising these remarkable muscles, ligaments, and the full range of our sexual response. It is just like exercise. The more we do it, the healthier and more resilient we become. In the meantime, during G-spot play, your G-spot will tell you what to do. Press harder, stroke faster, shorter thrusts, more fullness, or even more lube or vibration if you're using a vibrator. It could be that what you're using isn't enough in terms of fullness, which is why a significant number of G-spot aficionados require more than two fingers. Some, a fist will do nicely for them, thank you very much, and look out when she comes. Using fingers to stimulate your G-spot is a wonderful way to go, whether they're yours or your lover's. What's better, a set of gifted fingers inside a latex or non-latex glove can heighten the pleasure with the increased smoothness and firmer touch the gloves provide. However, most women really enjoy the results they get with sex toys. Hard dildos made of silicone, glass, acrylic, hard plastic, wood or stone, and firm vibrators with a nice curve and smooth tip. Plus, hands and fingers get tired, mobility might be an issue, and variation is the spice of a smart girl's life indeed. There are about a zillion toys marketed for G-spot use, and some of them are perfectly awesome for your spot, while others are just obviously regular toys with the word G-spot slapped on the package, while the toy itself will prove useless for your G-spot needs. You can tell the difference between good and lame G-spot toys by following some pretty basic criteria. G-spot toys need to be firm, slightly curved, and look like they can reach up like a finger in a come-here gesture. If you're not sure about just getting a G-spot toy in a cold shopping experiment, many women-run sex toy shops sell G-spot exploration kits specifically aimed at beginners. These are great starter items. Typically, the main toy in these kits is a hard plastic or firm jelly rubber curved vibe, as lots of women find that vibration makes G-spot exploration more fun to start playing with. So, that's just a taste of what's in the new book, but I'll have to say that also in the new book, there is a whole hell of a lot of fierceness. This is not your grandma's guide to G-spots or G-spot orgasms. I completely eschew the Birkenstocks and granola and go for the hard-hitting, here's how to make yourself come like a crazed hyena in heat with your G-spot kind of stuff. Anyway, it's late on a Friday night. Actually, it's Saturday, almost 1 o'clock in the morning. But the book is fabulous. It's one of my favorites that I've written so far. I think it'll be incredibly useful, not just for girls who want to explore their G-spot or find out more about how that type of orgasm works, but also for couples. There's a lot of recommendations about sex positions for G-spot stimulation, exploring it together, more info about toys, and a whole lot more. So, if you like what you heard, check out the book. If you like what you heard, you still don't have to check out the book. That's totally fine. Either way, thank you so much for listening to Open Source Sex.